Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good Thursday morning, 72 degrees, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, right here on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden, spot on with that song right there.
Well, you know, booty, you're going to think about it different after this next interview.
Right. We have our good friend Scott Winsky joining us. And when we think of 24 hours of booty, Scott, you're the only person really that comes to mind as of late.
I appreciate that. Yeah,
that's
I appreciate that.
Right?
I don't know if that's good for them, but I'll take it from me because I like being associated
with them.
Because
you know what it means. Right.
Right. So let's explain to folks what we mean when we talk about 24 hours of booty first. Let's lay the foundation.
24 hours of booty is the it's historically been the main fundraising event for the 24 Foundation that provides they provide a lot of fundraising and a lot of funds to different beneficiaries in the Charlotte area and a little nationally to cancer survivor programs and, you know, things like that. So it's 24 Hours of Booty is an event. 24 Foundation is the group that manages it.
So, well, yeah. Well said right there. Mm-hmm. So as part of that, people can get involved, right?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, we want folks to be involved. To be honest, the easiest way is go to 24foundation.org. Right on the homepage, there's ways to register and you can read about it and stuff. This year, it's a little different. Of course, with all the COVID stuff that's going on, we're not having the main event in, you know, the Myers Park area that we normally do around what they call the booty loop. So, but we're still encouraging people to sign up, come do it. And we're kind of pushing a thing called Unlooped, which basically we're not going to be on the booty loop, but we want you to make your own booty loop, like at your home or in your hometown or something. And, you know, I know there's a few groups here in Rock Hill that have already started kind of getting into it. I'm planning on being at the Rock Hill Crit Course, fingers crossed. And I know the guys from F3 we were talking about earlier,
yeah,
they're Eric and Leonard, mm-hmm. they're trying to get something worked out here in the downtown area. I think they've already even worked out kind of a home base over at St. John's. So they're getting into it.
We've seen a lot of resurgence of cycling and biking in neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
And this would be such a great opportunity for a family to do together.
Yeah, yeah.
How long is the course? If someone signs up, if they're brand new to this, what do they need to do?
Well, for this year, it would kind of be up to you. Okay. You know, a lot of folks, you know, talking about the families that are doing it, you know, if a family wanted to join in on this and stuff, I highly recommend go to the website, register. It's only $25 to register for this year, which is pretty cheap, to be honest. All of that's going right to our efforts. And then there's no fundraising minimum, but then you can make up your own. So if you live in a subdivision that's fairly safe and y'all can work out a little half mile loop or mile loop or 5 mile loop, it doesn't matter. You make up your own thing and you have your own booty. You know, we're even telling folks to try and bring in some of the elements that we do at the big one in Charlotte. You know, have a midnight pizza party like we always do. You know, get some pizza and have your own. Set up a tent, camp out in your front yard, you know, that kind of stuff. So
fun.
You can kind of make it what you want.
Okay,
for sure.
Good.
For such a great cause.
Mm-hmm. It's an awesome cause.
Well,
awesome cause.
I know this is a cause that hits near and dear to your heart, Scott, why you got involved.
Yeah, it does. You know, I'd heard about it for years, being a cyclist in the area, so I kind of knew the event, but never really kind of pulled the trigger to go do it. But my mom was diagnosed with lung cancer, and she eventually passed away back in 2016. So that kind of was a big spearhead and kind of, you know, kicked me in the booty, I guess.
Absolutely.
Got me going and started doing it. But also, you know, my sister, she fights brain tumors all the time. She's gotten a few over the years. I've had a great uncle passed away not too long ago with it, you know, and plus just, I mean, I venture to say you probably can't point at a friend and they haven't known somebody or wasn't related to somebody that's been affected by cancer.
Or almost prepare themselves for how they would feel when the C word is said. I mean, it's that prevalent. It's something that we all sort of just hold our breath when we wait for the results of our mammogram or our annual checkup. We know it's there. We know it's a fight. It's a fight that is tough to win.
It's a very tough fight. And, you know, unfortunately, some folks don't. But, you know, fortunately, a lot of folks do win. You know, and a lot of folks are currently fighting it. And to be honest, that's actually one of the reasons that I really like 24 Foundation. A lot of the stuff that they're focused on and their beneficiaries, it's on that patient care, that survivorship care, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's that quality of life. So I really, really like that. And, you know, they do an awesome job with it. So, you know, throw your support behind the things you like.
Right.
We love it.
And inspiration is so important when you are going through that process of recovery.
It's a huge part of it.
Mm-hmm. Our good huge friend part. Scott Winsky joins us here on Palmetto Mornings talking about the 24 Hours of Booty event. Big part of this, of course, the fundraising element as well.
And
there's a great opportunity to raise more funds this coming Sunday.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we for the last few years, we have been hosting a benefit concert called Rockin' for 24. We, you know, normally that's a big live event and we invite everybody out. We do raffles. We do all this stuff. Well, unfortunately, it's 2020 and everybody knows that COVID is now in everybody's plans, hence why we moved the actual event to, you know, online and stuff. So this year we're still doing Rockin' for 24. It is now going to be a virtual concert. We've got three acts signed up. They're going to start at 2:00 and they're all going to pretty much perform from their home base, home studio. It'll start at 2:00. Gregory Oriani is our first act that's going to start. He's starting at M&M Productions, their little headquarters that they got. That's where he's going to live stream from. And then it'll move to Lucky Dogs. They'll start at 3:00. They're going to be playing at Joe's studio. And then our final act will be Greg Parrish, and he's actually going to do his live stream from over at Roco, who, you know, they've been really good supporters for us for a long time. They've hosted many Spirit Nights and last year's concert. So I'm kind of glad we're still able to keep them a little bit in the fold. It won't be as big as last time, you know, from a people standpoint, but we want everybody to go on the Facebook event that we have set up, and that's probably going to be the easiest way to find the concerts and stuff. It's the event page is Rockin' for 24, I think via Facebook Live or something like that. And our plan is, in that discussion of that, each act is just going to post a link to their live stream. So you can literally just go to the event page, kind of sit there. When Gregory posts his link, you click on it, boom, there it is. You know, and I invite everybody to kind of set up your own little watch party or whatever. I mean, you know, it's 2020. We got technology. You can throw it up on the TV, you know. I mean, you don't have to watch it on your little 3-inch phone.
That's a good point.
Throw it on the TV, hook it into the big speakers and drink and have a good time, you know, all that kind of stuff.
For a good cause. We'll reach out to Scott Winsky again on social media. Again, Rockin' for 24 is the Facebook page, and Rockin' is spelled R-O-C-K-I-N. And get out there, help so many folks like Scott and a lot of the guys here in town. I know Eric and Leonard, again, with F3 and so many others that are just doing their part to continue to raise funds. So for more testing and more information and research when it comes to beating cancer. Scott, as always, sir, you're a ball of energy and a lot of fun. We appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all having us on.
Anytime.
Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate it.